Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chaf in Meseches Ksubis. It is the 942nd daf in Shas. Our daf, we're going to begin the bottom of Yutesima Bey's, an important brisa about the halachos of shtaros, in a case of where you have edim that contradict each other in regards to the status of a shtar. What is going to be the halacha? The Gemara will also discuss a famous case of Nichse Bar Shatya. Bar Shatya was an individual who was probably, the way Rabbi Braunschweig described this many years ago, was a manic depressive, and there were times that he was psychologically healthy and saw times that he was not. And what is the halacha if Edim contradict? Very much, Daf Chaf in Ksubis, Chaf Amud Aleph particularly, is about the sugya of trei v'trei, when you have two Edim contradicting another two set of Edim. Tosis and will get involved also with the famous sugyas of Chazaka and some of the halachos of Muchzik. And then our Gemara will get into the sugya of Kiyum Shtaros, a very, very important sugya in itself. And finally, our Gemara will allude to the fact that Edim cannot read their own testimony from something that is written, and they have to remember on their own, and the Gemara will define what the parameter of remembering on their own is. There is a very important tosos on our sugya about mipiem velo mipiksavam, that the Edim cannot testify from their writing. In fact, Tosos asks a very famous question for Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, is one of the most important questions in all the sugya shtaros, and that is, at the end of the day, why is that not a problem of mipiem velo mipiksavam? And then the Gemara will get involved a little bit in Tumah v'Tahara. That will round out some of the sugyas of Beis HaKvaros in Eretz Yisrael, Tumas Eretz HaAmamim. That will round out Daf Chaf in Ksubis. Let's Beis Hashem begin. About eight lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan, first word on the line is Shnayim. On Yutesam Beis, Shnayim Achasum Al Shtar. If there were two people who had signed on a Shtar, Umesu, and those Edim had died. Ubo Shnayim Vash Menashuk. There are two Edim that come. Now, what do we need another two Edim for? So the answer is that dancing around our sugyas has been the requirement of Kiyum Shtaros, which is a requirement, Midrabanan, that one verify the signatures on a shtar, even though Min HaTorah the shtar is already kosher. However, once there was a requirement of Kiyum Shtaros, now we've got a Pandora's box that has been opened. We know that this is their signatures. Avol. So if they say that the signatures are valid, Levi and Yehuda say Ruven and Shimon's signatures are valid, but they were coerced, they were for some reason pasul eidus, then Levi and Yehuda are believed. However, if there are already other Edim, Yosef and Binyamin know that these are Ruven and Shimon's signatures, they'll be able to take care of the Kiyum Shtaros. Or there was another Shtar that Ruven and Shimon had signed, because we know that those signatures are theirs, Mishtar Shekarolov Irur, Vihuchzik Bebez, and there was another Shtar that had been protested, that Ruven Shem had signed on, and Bezin verified that shtar was kosher. So now we have verified signatures of Ruven and Shimon. Ein elu ne'amonim. So then in such a case, Levi and Yehuda are not believed. Umagbinam beke b'shtarim ma'alya. And we're able to collect this shtar as if it's perfect, pristine. Asks the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, a famous question. V'amai trei v'trei ninu, the edim on the shtar, who have been verified, are for sure Edim Ksherim. What happens if you have Edim that have not been verified? So you have two Edim on the Shtar, and you have two Edim who say that the Shtar is not good. So it's two against two. Amar Rav Sheisha, Zoyse Meres, Hakhoshet, Tchiles, Hazamahi. This is based on the concept that Hakhoshet could be an initial stage of Hazama. What that means in its original source in Bava Kama, in Gimel Amud Beis, is that if Ruvain and Shimon were Edim that were contradicted by Levi and Yehuda, if Yosef and Binyamin come along and say, Imanu Ayisem, we were with you, Ruven and Shimon, at the date that you claim that you witnessed the event, so then in such a case, we do not say that they've been already hukashed, to make a Hebrew word into a English verb. We do not say that they've been contradicted,
But rather, as we like to say, the young Talmidim like to say in Maseches Makis, the Hakhosha can be looked at as the beginning of zooming the Edim, of doing Hazama to the Edim. So therefore, the fact that there was already an allegation by Levi and Shimon that what Reuven and Shimon said was not true, since Hakhosha is the beginning of the process of Hazama, in other words, if someone says that's not true, then that might be the first step of getting more information that actually Reuven and Shimon weren't there at all, so then in such a case, they could still be zoomed, Reuven and Shimon could still go through the process of Hazama. So here, we could explain by saying Hakhosha is part of the process of Hazama. Explains the Gemara what that has to do with us when you have two Edim that are contradicting the validity of the signatures of two Edim on the Shtar, up on just like Hazama, the Gemara darshins that needs to be done in front of them. So too the halacha is in regards to Hakhosha. Hakhosha has to be done in front of them. So since the second set of Edim are not doing the Hakhosha in front of them, so then in such a case, it cannot qualify as a hakosha, a contradiction of trei v'trei, as the Gemara asks two lines from the bottom. Asks the Gemara, Miller of Nachman, ilu ava kamonu machishan lehu, have a hakosha, if they would have come in front of us, in other words, that we would have been able to access Reuven and Shimon, and Levi and Yehuda would be able to contradict them, then it would be a valid hakosha, v'lo av mishkechinam bu, and we wouldn't then listen to Reuven and Shimon's testimony, because they were contradicted. Da'avi le'yus mecheshes, hashta de'lesnu, now that Reuven and Shimon are not here, di'ilu la'avi le'kamon, dilma'avi modiluhu, mehemni, and now, in a case of where Reuven and Shimon might have actually admitted once Levi and Binyamin testify in front of them, so now we're going to believe them? What about the possibility that they might have admitted that they lied? So the Gemara's Kasha returns, not as a trey v'trey, but how in the world could you possibly believe Reuven and Shimon when their Eidus is being called into question, even if you can't technically call it a Hakasha? Elam Rav Nachman. Of course, when we have the word Elam, it means that the Gemara is changing its mind. Rav Nachman explains, Uketrei lahaditrei, Vukamimona becheskas mare. It's not the pshat that we ignore the second set of Edim in a case of where Ksav Yodam is Yotze Makom Acher. Rather, explains Rav Nachman, we put the two Edim up against each other, and the money stays where it is. In other words, there is a trey v'trey here, whether there's Edim Yotze b'makom acher or not. If Reuven and Shimon's signatures are being challenged by Levi and Shimon, even if there aren't enough grounds to disqualify the shtar, because there are other Edim out there that know that this is Reuven and Shimon's signatures, nevertheless, it's no better than a trey v'trey, as the Gemara had asked. However, the money will stay where it is. And in this case, that is the psak of Shnayim Achasum HaShtar. What does that mean? So the Gemara gives an example. Before we give the example, let's take a look and see Rashi, who spells this out beautifully, Kedarko B'Kodesh, two lines into an arrow. V'uke memone b'cheskas mare. We leave the money where it is, b'cheskas halovet. If it was a loan, then the malva can't collect. V'im karkei, tamod b'cheskas hamocher. Udiktani abraisa eina nemonim. And the fact that the braisa says that the second set of Edim, Shimon and Levi and Yehuda, are not going to be believed, doesn't mean lo de la havishtar ma'al yil migvebe. It doesn't mean that this shtar that has Reuven and Shimon's signatures on it, you could actually collect with it. Ella de lo karinale. Rather, what it means is you don't tear it up. V'tof is midi. And therefore, the nafkamina Rashi spells out, is a very interesting nafkamina, is if the litigant who has the shtar with Reuven and Shimon's testimony on his side goes and he grabs without consulting a bed, v'hadar asei hay v'tav minei lo mafkina minei, then you don't take it out of his rishus. Damrin and uki trei la'adi trei, u'memona b'cheskes hecha d'kois. That's the Gemara's teretz, uki trei la'adi trei, v'uki memona b'cheskes mar. Midi d'avi nachse bar shatya. This was a case of the nechasim of a person called bar shatya, which means that he was a man who was subject to fits of insanity. Insanity. The Barshatya Zavin Nichsev Asi Beitre Amri kishu shota zavin. Some people argue that when he made his sale, he wasn't of healthy mind. He was a lunatic. If that was so, so then the sale is not valid. Vasi betrev amri kishu cholim zavin. And some say he was healthy. You leave everything where it is. But the only time it stays by Bar Shatya is if Bar Shatya himself has a chazaka that it belongs to his father. But if he does not have a chazaka that belongs to his father, we would presume that he was entirely insane when he did both of the transactions. Tosis on the first wide line points out that this halacha of uke are becheskes bar shatya, this halacha of leaving the karka exactly where it is only a halacha in regards to karka. However, metaltalim have a concept of muchzuk. In other words, the previous owner, in that case, often when it comes to, like, for example, the case of where there is a question of whether a transaction took place or the implications of his transaction, like the case of Hamachlif Parah B'Chamar. So then in such a case, there we don't just say you leave it wherever the land is, but whoever was the previous Muchzuk. That's what Tosis points out. Tosis, in the first Tosis on Chaf Amid Aleph, points out that Rashi's explanation of the Gemara is actually quite a chidush, where Rashi says that trey v'trey, you would allow for tfisa. And whoever does tfisa, it stays where it is. Because the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us, e tafsinan lo mafkinan. If somebody grabs, you don't take it out. Excuse me, you do take it out. E tafsinan mafkinan. For example, a case of where there's a suffix of whether a coin's entitled to a bechar. So the halach is tukful koin motzien osa miyado. So Tosis is bothered why here the tfisa is going to be different. One answer Tosis gives, when it comes to Bechar, there it's an objective suffix, he can't claim Bari, but over here he has a claim of Bari. Let's Be'ezer Hashem continue in our Gemara. Amar Rabbi Avahu, Ein mazim en esayidim el b'fneim mechishin esayidim shlo b'fneim. What we had learned beforehand about Hakash only takes place in front of the Edom, Rabbi Avo claims that's not true. Even if Reuven and Shimon are not there, Levi and Yehuda could be machishtem. And when it comes to, let's say, Yosef Binyamin say, Manu Yisim on Reuven and Shimon, Nihida Azama lo have Hachosha mi have, even though it doesn't qualify as Azama, Hachosha it is. Period. Omer Mar, Im Yeshim Shiksav Yodam Huzu. The halacha is, their signatures were able to be verified, as we had learned on the bottom of Yud Tesamim Beis, mishtar shekara lov irur, that there had been another shtar, that there had been a protest about it, v'huchzak bebezdin, and that shtar had been verified in Bezdin, confirming what Reuven and Shimon's signatures look like. So then, in such a case, einem monim. So then, we said that Shimon, Levi and Yehuda are not going to be believed to say that Reuven and Shimon's shtar is not valid. Karalov ir in. The only time we could verify Reuven and Shimon's signatures and say that Levi and Yehuda's rejection is not a good one is if there was an error. However, in other words, the other shtar had been actually protested. Lo karav ir lo. But if it had not been protested, then that halach would not apply. Why? Meseyele the Rabbi Yassi, it works for Rabbi Yassi, Damar Rabbi Yassi, Ein mekayman es hashtar el mishtar shekar alav irer v'huchzik bebezden. The only time you could validate a shtar is not only by simply saying, oh, we think these are Reuven Shimon's signatures on another shtar, but rather there was a shtar that was questioned, Bezden looked into it, and verified that these are Reuven Shimon's signatures. Ami Naradoi. Naradai also has another halach in regards to kim shtars. Ein mekayman es hashtar ela mishtei ksubos or mishtei sados. The only time you could verify the shtar, Naradai teaches us another way in which you could validate a shtar. According to the Ritva, Naradai is not disagreeing with Rabbi Yassi, but they're talking about a different way and different sets of halachas of being mekayim a shtar. Even if you have previous signatures of Reuven and Shimon that had not been verified by a court, if you have two of them, so then in such a case, then you could validate it that way. If you have two ksubas that have Reuven and Shimon's signatures, or you have two cases in where they had signed on a transaction of a field, then those two shtaros could serve like Moshel Lama Dover Doma, using it as a Melitza, Al Pishnai Medim Yokum Dover. These two shtaros verify that these are the signatures of Reuven and Shimon, and that's going to be enough to create a proof. However, we need reason to believe that these shtaros are kosher, and if the case that the shtar records a transaction, say, between Yisachar and Zvulon, so then in such a case, if the Zvulon, let's say, was the buyer, so then if Zvulon has been living on it 3 years without any objections for Yisachar, then we have reason to believe that the shtar is okay. Even if it hasn't been Huchsak Bebezin, if you have two of them, then that's going to be enough for us to verify these are Reuven and Shimon's signatures. Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi, Rav Simi Bar Ashi added, Ubiyotze Mitachas Yad Acher. The only time this applies is if the signatures come out, are produced from someone that's not the Malva. But if the Malva wants to prove that these are Reuven and Shimon's valid signatures, is the one who produces all these above mentioned shtaros to verify, then we're choshesh. Al miyad atzmo lo. Why not? Maishna, what's the problem? What's the reason that tachas idei atzmo delo, that doesn't work? Dilma ziufei mizayif, because we're afraid he's going to forge. Asks the Gemara, mitachas yidei acher nami. Dilma asa v'chaza asa v'ziyif. Why aren't we afraid that he's going to forge? Says the Gemara, kulei hai lo matzi mechavein. When the melva has the shtar in his possession, then he could really, really compare and forge. However, if it's in someone else's possession, then it's a lot harder for him to forge it. He doesn't have a signature in front of him to play with. Tanur Rabban in the Gemara continues, 8 lines from Bottom of Chof Amid Aleph, a very important set of halachas. Kosev Adam Eidus Al Ashtar. Person is allowed to write down a testimony that an event that he saw in a shtar, Umeir Allah Afil Acher Kamishanim, and he could testify based on it many years later. Amar Rav Huna adds, V'husha Zochra Me'atzmo. He needs to remember it on his own. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afal Pishen Zochra Me'atzmo. The maskana of the Gemara is not going to be to take Rabbi Yochanan literally, that he's allowed to read it off the shtar, as we're about to develop, but rather if it jogs his memory, so then in such a case it's going to be enough. The Mefarshim explained that over here we're about to get involved with a very, very important rule. In fact, in Lomdus, it's one of the most important rules in all of Shtaros. And that is the Torah HaKdosha says, Al Pishnai Meidim Yokum Dover, and Chazal Darshan Mipihem Velo Mipiksavam. We only accept the testimony of Edim orally. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is being Mechadesh, that if he reads his testimony and it jogs his memory, and then he testifies orally, then that is going to be acceptable. In a very famous discussion, Tosis over here in the bottom of Dibur Maslow, Rabbi Yochanan Omar discusses the validity of shtar, because at the end of the day, isn't a shtar mipi ksavam? And the classic answer that Tosis develops, Reb Chaim Mibrisk in his Sefer, takes Tosis Yisod and applies it in many other instances as well, is that the testimony of the shtar is not testimony as dynamic edus, that when it's brought into Bezdin, so then in such a case, the testimony that was written down begins to be read. If that would be so, then that would be a problem with PM alone with peaks of him. But rather, Tosas mysteriously says that when it's written with the halachos of shtar, so then in such a case, it's acceptable. Only when it's written down as written testimony would it not be acceptable. Reb Chaim explains that, not in the name of Tosas, but my Rabbein put the Tosas together with the Reb Chaim, and that he explains that when it comes to shtar, so shtar, we learned the rule of Reish Lakish on Yud Chesam Abeis, is Eidim HaChasuma HaShtar Nasa Kamish Nechru Eidusam Bebezdin. And that is the Gzeiras HaKosav of Shtaros that we find in instances that it's acceptable in the Torah. The way in which it works is that the Torah says that this shtar
if you follow the paradigm of the Torah, so then in such a case, the shtar is already considered valid testimony the moment that the Edom signed on it. In other words, it's not that the shtar testifies now when it's brought into Bezdin, but it is already Kemishin Echor Edusim in Bezdin, and in that way it's different from the case of our Gemara of Kosev Adam Edusa Ala Shtar. Continues the Gemara, Iboilu, a little bit before that, Amar Rabba, Shma Mina, says the Gemara, five lines from the bottom, Midi Rabbi Yochanan, we hear from Rabbi Yochanan, Hani betray the Yadi Sahadusa, if there are two Edim that know testimony, Umenashri Chad Mina and Mitker Chadav Chavre, if one of them forgot, the other one could remind, you remember when it happened, he says, oh yeah, he reminds him. Mefarshim again point out, that means he was reminded, his memory was jogged, but he says it himself. Iboilu, atzmo mai. What about reminding himself? Rav Chaviva Amar, afilu atzmo. Rashi explains that it means that the Baal Din reminds the guy. Marbury de Rashi Amar atzmo lo, vilchasa atzmo lo. The Baal Din cannot. Why? Because we're afraid that the Baal Din is going to somehow squeeze his interest into the guy's memory. The mind is a funny thing, and the mind sometimes plays tricks on a person. As Gmar v'itzuva me rabbananu, but if he's one of the rabbanan that we trust, afilu atzmo, even himself, he would, the Baal Din could remind the Eid. God, Rav Ashi, Yediyah Lei, B'Sadusa, L'Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi was aware of Eidus for Rav Kahana, Amalei, Mi Dachir Mar, Hai Sadusa, Amalei, Lo. Rav Kahana asked Rav Ashi, do you remember this testimony that you know on my behalf? And Rav Ashi had already forgotten it. My wife points out that those of us who enjoy learning Torah, we have a selective memory. We only remember the things that we really have to. So Rav Ashi had already forgotten about that event. And now Rav Kahana jogs Rav Ashi's memory. Remember, it was like this. Amalei lo yadani, says, I don't remember. L'sof itka Rav Ashi. Then Rav Ashi remembered. Asidle. And he went and he testified. Now this puzzled Rav Kahana, because originally Rav Ashi said he had not remembered. Chaz Rav Kahana davin mechasim. Rav Kahana was a little bit surprised. Could be the word Mechasem comes from lo sachsam, to be muzzled, like to be stunned. He can't say anything, like someone who's muzzled. After a while, my memory was jogged, explained Rav Ashi, and therefore I was able to testify. Now, our Gemara goes into an entirely new topic. Once we've been discussing the halachas of remembering things after many years, we begin to discuss the halachas of Tumah v'Tahara. Now we're going to talk about remembering things about Tumah v'Tahara that had taken place many years earlier. Alois Tezayin Mishneh Gimel Tanan Hasam, says the Gemara, 8 lines on top of Chavam Beis. Hat Tlulios. These are mounds of dirt that sit on the side of the road that often people used to use those areas to bury people. Think about the side of the road, Lahavdil, the side of the road. I was just driving on a road just on Friday here, that there's areas on the side of the highway that they throw garbage bags onto, or the side of a road. So Lahavdil, they would also, there was an area of the side of the road that was used to bury a body. So then, the halachos and alos go as follows. Hakrovos bein le'iru bein le'derech, if these mounds are close to the city or a road, echa chadoshos ve'echa yishanos, whether they're new or they're old, these mounds are new, are old, tmeos. Then we presume that they're tamei, because there were a lot of people passing by, and a dead body might have been buried over there. Harichokos, but if it's far away from the city, chadoshos, if it's new, tahoros, they're tahor, yishanos, tmeos. If they're old, they're tamei. Ezuhi krova, what is considered close to the city, chamishim amah, 50 amas. Vizibu yishana, what's distant? What's old, excuse me? Shishim shana, 60 years. Divrei Meir. Biudam krova, she'en krova menu. Krova means that there isn't anyone closer. In other words, weren't any mounds, any of these tlulios that were closer. Yishana, what's the old? She'en adam zochra, that no one remembers when this had piled up. It's become part of the collective memory that it just sits there. No one remembers when it had started. My ear, my derech, what qualifies as a city or a road? Ilem ear mamish, derech mamish. Do you say there has to be really a city or a road? Misveika, mi masakina tuma? Just a general suffix in a city or a road, automatically you're going to assume that there's a dead body there? V'amar Reish Lakish, and to support our question, Reish Lakish taught in Maseches Nazir on Samachayim Abayis, Ila, Matsu V'tiaru Beretz Yisrael. There were many places that they found a small rationale to justify, even the smallest rationale, to say, make the areas in Eretz Yisrael Tahar. They wanted to make the areas in Eretz Yisrael Tahar.
So why over here, for every road, for every city, all of a sudden we're going to be Machmer and every small Tluya? Amar Reb Zera explained. Ir, what does it mean? Ir has smucha lebeis hakfaris. We mean a city that's next to a cemetery. V'derech, derech beis hakfaris. And a road that's next to a beis hakfaris. Bishlam, derech beis hakfaris, zin nisrami bein hashmashos. Could be that the sun has begun to set. Umikro kivro betel. And it turns out that they buried the person in this mound. Some of Farshim seem to say that it was Bein Hashmashos of Erev Shabbos, and they have to, of course, bury right away. Eleir says, Smuch lebeis hakvaros, kuli lebeis hakvaros, azli. Everybody goes to the beis hakvaros. Why would you believe that there's any bodies by a tle, a mound, in a city? Because there, a woman, God forbid, who had a miscarriage, there they would bury and stay in the city, bury the fetus that had been miscarried. As well as people who had terrible skin diseases, even sometimes their limbs would dismember. Or there were times that for surgery they would cut them off. And the rule of thumb is the following. Ad chamishim amah, up until 50 amas outside the city or the way, azli, she would go alone, lechuda. She would go alone to bury. Tvei, but more than 50 amos out, dvra injish bada. She would only go if somebody else was with her because she was afraid. Ulebeis hakvaros azla. And she would go to the area of the beis hakvaros. Hilchach tumah b'Eretz Yisrael machzik kinan. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, they were machzik to tluyos as being Tmeos, because women would not bury their Niflehen over there. So in Eretz Yisrael, they would be makel and assume that there were no fetuses or Mukishkin that was buried there. Amar Chizda Shmamina. Now the Gemara brings us all the way back to the issue of a person remembering over an extended period of time. What had Rebbe Meir said was an area that is an area that's Yishana, old, that we learned that the halacha is that krovos, echad chadashos ve'echad yishanos are tmeos. What was yishanos? Shmamin amir meir, we saw from meir at 60 years. So too, haisa adusa, 60 years. Ad shisin shnin, when it comes to testimony, 60 years midker. Tfelo midker, person doesn't remember more than 60 years. Velohi, and says, well, that's not correct. Hasam udalo ramiela. Over there, when it comes to Beis HaKfaros, there was no reason to remember about this tle. In other words, I, on the block, didn't have to notice every mound of dirt or garbage bag. Aval hacha, but when it comes to testimony, kima de rama le'afilu tuvanami. Since it's, he has a responsibility to remember it, so then, even more than 60 years, a person remembers. He'll be able to remember even more than 60 years. This Beis HaShem concludes Daf Chof in Maseches Ksuvos.